0977-977-860 for either any contribution that you would like, or if you have experienced a workspace that had no work culture, or vice versa, you can always send us your opinion. Maybe you can send us your story or any input that you would want to put on a specific topic. We can always talk about it the next day. And if we do have any questions that we are behind on, we can always schedule a day and bring an HR right on this segment and get to speak about these issues. All right. Thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in. Remember, the number is always 0977-977-860. And get to share with us your own stories of what you've experienced in your workspace. My name is Tron Jabulani. The time is 18 on the dot. It is time for the 977 News. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can always come through every day right here from 14 to 18 hours. And let's get to drive all around the city and all across the city from Lusaka to wherever it is that you are listening from. And always do remember that you can check us out on Facebook. It is Lusaka Radio 97.7, and also the online radio box, so that you can listen to us from anywhere that you go in the world. You can download the online radio box both on your Apple Store and your Google Play, so that you do not get to miss out on a single bit of what happens right here on 977. Good evening. The Tobacco Control Consortium of Zambia chairperson Albert Piri has maintained that tobacco must be regulated through a tobacco control bill because of its harm to humans. The Bank of Zambia has reduced its monetary policy rate by 75 basis points to 13.5% from 14.25%, citing a sharp decline in inflation and a positive economic outlook. And in international news, at least 20 people have been killed after Cyclone Gezani tore into Madagascar with violent winds and torrential rain.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Tobacco Control Consortium of Zambia chairperson Albert Piri has maintained that tobacco must be regulated through a tobacco control bill because of its harm to humans. In a statement made available to Lusaka Radio, Piri says the tobacco control bill is about protecting humans, Zambians, from the devastating health and social effects. He says, according to a locally conducted research, over 7,124 Zambians die annually from tobacco-related diseases, and the government spends more than 2.8 billion kwacha treating these illnesses, equivalent to 1.2% of GDP, while the tobacco industry contributes only 0.4%. Piri notes that the economic burden of tobacco far outweighs its contribution, and ignoring this reality is responsible. He says the tobacco control bill is not about banning tobacco farming or destroying jobs, but about regulating the end product, which is dangerous. Piri says suggesting that the bill will automatically lead to mass unemployment is very misleading and borders on mischief.
977 News.
In other news, the Bank of Zambia has reduced its monetary policy rate by 75 basis points to 13.5% from 14.25%, citing a sharp decline in inflation and a positive economic outlook. The decision was made at the Monetary Policy Committee MPC meeting held on February 9th to 10th, 2026. Bank of Zambia Governor Danny Kalyalia said the move reflects the central bank's commitment to maintaining an appropriate monetary policy stance. The governor noted that the central bank now expects inflation to reach the 6 to 8% target band faster than previously forecast, with the lower bound likely by the second quarter of 2027. On average, inflation is projected at 6.9% in 2026, down from the 7.6% forecast in November 2025 and 6.3% in 2027. Dr. Kalialia highlighted the factors underpinning the positive inflation outlook. The MPC decision signals a more accommodative monetary policy aimed at supporting economic growth while maintaining price stability.
977 News.
In more news, Minister of Finance and National Planning Dr. Stubekum Sokotwane says the estimated $12 billion United States dollars in mining investments since 2021 reflects the combined impact of debt restructuring under the G20 Common Framework for Debt Treatment, improved fiscal governance and predictable mining policy. Dr. Sokotwane says these reforms have reduced sovereign risk and unlocked private capital, validating the president's visionary statement that resources create prosperity, particularly when unlocked through strategic partnerships. And Dr. Sokotwane says the sequential increases in copper output, approximately 12% in 2024 and a further 8% in 2025, demonstrates how reform, partnership and investment translate into real sectoral performance. He says while operational challenges, including limited power supply, prevented attainment of the interim 1 million ton target in 2025, the upward trajectory strengthens mineral royalty flows and corporate income tax receipts, reinforcing fiscal sustainability. The minister says power stability envisaged throughout 2026 is expected to support attainment of the year's approximate production target of 1 million metric tons as Zambia progresses toward the 3 million metric ton per annum target by 2031.
977 News.
The Water Resources Management Authority, WAMA, has advised communities in Kanchiria, Chinsali and Kasama districts of Mchinga and northern provinces that flooding is expected following rising water levels in major rivers. The authority says residents in the affected areas must remain alert and take immediate action to protect themselves and their property. It says flooding is expected on the Chambeshi River in Kanchiria district between 14th and 20th February 2026, affecting villages located near the Mpika Kasama Road Bridge. Meanwhile, the Lubu River in Chinsali district is said to be reaching peak flood levels on 11th February 2026, impacting Mbao, Kalwela, Mwaye and surrounding areas near Lubwa Mission along the riverbanks. The authority says it will continue monitoring water levels closely and will provide timely updates as conditions change. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news, the Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, Board of Directors has congratulated the government on achieving single-digit inflation in January 2026, describing it as a national milestone in price stability. The board has noted that this marks a decisive policy victory after several years of elevated inflationary pressures. It has highlighted that the outcome reflects strong political will at the highest level of government, disciplined fiscal management by the Treasury, and consistent monetary policy by the Bank of Zambia. The board further observed that the Ministry of Finance and National Planning deserves commendation for maintaining fiscal restraint and prioritizing macroeconomic stability, creating the environment necessary for reducing inflation. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, at least 20 people have been killed after Cyclone Gazani tore into Madagascar with violent winds and torrential rain. The storm made landfall Tuesday in the coastal city of Toamasina, packing winds of up to 250 kilometers per hour, ripping roofs off homes, uprooting trees, and leaving entire neighborhoods underwater. Authorities say several people died when their houses collapsed. 15 are still missing and dozens more have been injured. Drone footage shows widespread flooding across the city of 400,000 people with roads blocked by debris and sheet metal. Coming up, sports news.
Sports News.
weekend in sports news, South Africa and Afghanistan played out one of the most memorable